Chiru Cafe looks like a regular coffee shop. Inside, machines work, baristas dispense caffeine, and customers hammer away on laptops typing. All of the customers are students, and there's a reason for that. At Chiru Cafe, no college ID means no caffeine, says assistant manager Sarah Ferris.
I mean, we definitely have some people that walk in off the street and are very confused and a little taken back when we can't sell them any coffee.
You heard right. This coffee shop will turn customers away if they're not a college student or faculty member. The cafe allows professors to pay, but students have something else the shop wants, their information. To get the free coffee, university students need to give away a lot of data. The cafe takes down their names, phone numbers, emails, majors, dates of birth, and professional interests in an online form. And if that seems a little invasive, Ferris says the students don't seem to mind.
I don't think I've seen anyone say no.
It doesn't bother Brown Jr. Nina Wolf Landau. She's studying environmental studies, which the cafe already knows.
Maybe I should have been more apprehensive.
But Landau says the collected data is easily accessible on LinkedIn or other websites with a quick Google search.
Everyone has their information at this point anyway. Google, like, knows everything about us. So to give out, like, my name and my email and what I study does not seem too risky to me. It's, like, information that you could find on, like, my LinkedIn.
So what does this coffee shop want the info for? The cafe says it provides some of this data to companies that pay to have their logos in the store. The companies can also host recruitment sessions inside the cafe. The shop is owned by Japanese company Inrishin, which operates similar cafes in Japan and India. In other Chiru Cafe locations, company sponsors were big names such as Microsoft, Nissan, and Suzuki. In an email, Chiru Cafe general manager Alex Inoya says the cafe does not give out data on specific students to the sponsors, but does provide aggregate data such as student majors and graduation years. Nicholas Tella, Director of Information Security at Johnson & Wales University, was a little more skeptical than the customers inside Chiru Cafe.
If they're giving you something for free, you know, this data that's being collected, there seems to be more value in the data than in the product.
For now, the shop in Providence doesn't have any sponsors. Assistant Manager Sarah Ferris says the student information is currently used to narrow down which companies the cafe will bring on as sponsors. She says the students' data is securely held and will not be sold to third-party companies.
They're very good about keeping everyone's information close, and they don't sell it, they don't do anything of that sort. So I guess, like, they use it to help people.
The Providence store is the only Chiru cafe currently in the nation. The company says it hopes to open up more locations near Amherst College, Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. For now, customers in Providence can enjoy the free coffee, after surrendering a few details, of course. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Kyle Schaffel.